Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9NA Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Center Cannot Hold, My Journey Through Madness. Elin R. Sachs provides a deeply personal memoir detailing her struggle and coexistence with schizophrenia. A legal scholar and professor at the University of Southern California Law School, Sachs shatters the stereotype surrounding the capabilities and lives of those living with severe mental illness. Through her journey from early symptoms to her challenges in adulthood, including being hospitalized and confronting the legal system's approach to mental health, Sachs lays bare the realities of her condition. Her narrative encompasses the fear, confusion, and hope that mark the lives of many who navigate mental illness, while also emphasizing the importance of understanding, support, and medical care. It is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, the power of friendship, and the possibilities of finding balance amidst madness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, onset of schizophrenia. Elin Sachs's journey into the labyrinth of schizophrenia began in childhood, but became pronounced during her years at Vanderbilt University and later at Oxford University. Her initial experiences, marked by vivid hallucinations and disorienting episodes of detachment from reality, serve as a brutal introduction to the disorder. Sachs' description of her initial symptoms is not only a window into her personal turmoil, but also illuminates the confusing, often terrifying onset of schizophrenia. These early signs, misinterpreted by those around her and even herself, underscore the challenges in recognizing and diagnosing mental illness early. Her struggles with accepting her condition and seeking help highlight common obstacles faced by individuals as they come to terms with their mental health issues. Secondly, the stigma of mental illness. Sachs confronts the pervasive stigma associated with mental illness throughout her narrative, particularly the prejudice and misunderstanding that often accompany schizophrenia. By sharing her own experiences with stigma from the academic community to professional life, she sheds light on how societal misconceptions can exacerbate the suffering of those with mental illness. Sachs' account goes beyond personal experience, offering a critique of societal attitudes that view mental illness as a mark of personal failure or a lack of willpower. Her advocacy for mental health awareness and the dissection of myths surrounding schizophrenia make a compelling case for empathy, understanding, and a more informed approach to mental health issues. Thirdly, the role of support systems. A central theme in Sachs's memoir is the crucial role of support systems in managing schizophrenia. This support, ranging from healthcare professionals to friends and family, becomes a lifeline for Sachs, allowing her not only to survive but also to thrive. Her journey underscores the importance of compassionate, understanding care and the significant difference it can make in the lives of those with mental illness. Sachs' relationships with her psychoanalyst, Dr. White, and others offer insight into how therapeutic relationships can foster trust and progress. Moreover, her narrative highlights how personal relationships can provide a sense of normalcy and belonging, counteracting the isolating effects of schizophrenia. Fourthly, balancing professional success and mental health, achieving a remarkable balance between her professional successes and her mental health challenges. Elin Sachs serves as a living contradiction to the assumption that severe mental illness is an insurmountable barrier to meaningful personal and professional achievements. Her journey through academia and her eventual tenure as a professor and legal scholar illustrates the possibility of living a fulfilling, successful life despite the challenges of schizophrenia. This story is not just about individual triumph, but also calls attention to the potential within everyone battling mental illness, emphasizing the importance of accommodations, understanding, and the pursuit of one's passions and capabilities. Lastly, advocacy for mental health reform. As Sachs transitions from detailing her personal experiences to championing broader systemic change, The Center Cannot Hold serves as a powerful call for mental health reform. She critiques the often inadequate, one-size-fits-all approach to mental health treatment and legal protections for those with mental illness. Sachs uses her unique position as a law professor and someone with lived experience to advocate for more nuanced, humane approaches to mental health law and policy. Her proposals for reform include improved access to care, better legal protections, and an emphasis on personal autonomy and respect for individuals' rights. This advocacy is grounded in both personal narrative and legal expertise, making a compelling case for reimagining mental health care and legislation. In conclusion, Elin R. Sachs, The Center Cannot Hold, My Journey Through Madness, is not only a memoir, but a manifesto on the rights, treatment, and perceptions of individuals living with mental illness, especially schizophrenia. Her story is a beacon of hope for those similarly afflicted and a call to arms for policymakers, healthcare providers, and society at large. It dismantles the stigma and myths surrounding mental illness, showcasing the full humanity and potential of those who live with these conditions. This book is essential reading for anyone touched by mental illness, whether personally through a loved one or professionally. Sachs's narrative provides invaluable insights into the challenges and possibilities for those navigating mental health issues and highlights the critical need for support, understanding, and comprehensive care. Ultimately, it empowers readers to consider more deeply the complexities of mental health and the societal changes necessary to foster a more compassionate and effective approach to mental illness. If you would like to support Elin R. Sachs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.